Welcome to the HR Chat Show, one of the world's most downloaded and shared podcasts designed for HR pros, talent execs, tech enthusiasts, and business leaders. For hundreds more episodes and what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.
Welcome to another episode of the HR Chat Show. I'm your host today, Bill Banham. And joining me on this episode is Sam Byler, CEO and co-founder over at Boostpoint, a top social media and SMS marketing platform built for talent acquisition teams. The Boostpoint team is on a mission to empower users to create a workplace where everybody thrives, combining technology, the power of social media, and innovative recruiting strategies. Boost helps folks attract more qualified employees, simplify their hiring processes, and boost their employer brand in a new way. That all sounds pretty good to me. Hey, Sam, welcome to the show today.
Bill, it's a pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.
So beyond my reintroduction there, Sam, let's start by getting to know you a little bit. Why don't you take a couple of minutes and tell listeners all about yourself, your career history, what brought you to Boostpoint? Without talking about Boostpoint specifically, we'll get onto that shortly. And any passions in your life that you'd like to share?
Yeah, 100%. So I live in Pennsylvania in the U.S., a little bit outside of Philadelphia, a city called Lancaster. That's where Boostpoint is headquartered. And I'm a dad of four, husband, and grew up in Pennsylvania here, started my career, in sales, and then really found my passion in marketing in my early 20s. So, kind of evolved my career and then really found like I'm really good at like marketing. I feel it's important, like people young in their career, you try a couple different things. I definitely tried a lot of things in the span of about 3 to 4 years, and learned a lot in like business, going in my sales role, and then evolved that in my marketing role, and then had the privilege to build teams like in for a company and in a workplace. And that's really where I became passionate about like company culture and, you know, just the people side of business, and launching Boostpoint 5 years ago. Now I kind of get to combine those two, running an HR tech business. It's, you know, a lot of marketing, but then also like a lot about the people side of business as well.
That's a heck of a leap, eh? Deciding to launch your own business, to join the world of HR tech entrepreneurs. How scary was that for you?
I think it should have been scarier. I was in my mid-20s when I launched Boostpoint with my co-founder, Jared Neff. And I was in a really comfortable job, you know, previously, saw a lot of growth there, you know, learned a lot, had a couple kids at that point as well. Looking back, I'm like, wow, that was a really, really risky move. In the moment though, I knew like I had to do it. There was just something like, it's hard to explain, but just like something inside of me knew that if I wouldn't take that leap, take that risk, I probably would have regretted it for the rest of my life. And in that way, it almost seemed like less risky not to make the move.
Okay. So as you mentioned, you launched the business in 2018. You've got a team now of folks. What's different about being a leader of a team when it's your business compared to perhaps leading teams when you're working for someone else?
I think the biggest difference is taking complete ownership and responsibility of like the heartbeat of the business from a company culture perspective. That was something early on when it was just Jared and I, my co-founder. We launched the business together and it was just, you know, him and I for a couple months before we brought on our first employee. But even before we ever hired our first employee, we did the diligence of like, hey, what's our company mission? You know, what's the core values? Like what type of like characteristics are important to us, you know, as we look at building, you know, people around this business. And I'd say that's the biggest difference for me. And that's one of the things I'm most passionate about as well and enjoy the most is like, all right, the ability to build a company that not only do our employees serve the company, but the company serves, you know, our team, and where that's a healthy relationship, you know, back and forth.
Thanks for tuning in to the HR Chat podcast. If you're enjoying this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you could subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. And now, back to the conversation.
Okay, so we've done a very good job so far, Sam, of not actually mentioning much about what BoostPoint does. Let's get into it now. Share the mission of BoostPoint, please.
Absolutely. So BoostPoint, we are a recruitment marketing platform. So our mission is to help companies attract the right candidates to their open positions through platforms like social media and the power of SMS and now AI. We're incorporating that into our platform as well. But the big problem that we're trying to solve for organizations is how do you get your jobs, your positions in front of passive candidates? You know, it's super, you know, common for companies to be, you know, advertising on online job boards like Indeed, ZipRecruiter, and to capture, you know, that active candidate pool. But it's really difficult to, especially in job market, you know, like we are now, is like, how do we get in front of passive job seekers? That's often where the best qualified candidates are. And we found that social media is one of the best methods enabled to build your employer brand and ultimately attract passive candidates to your open roles.
Oh, I've got so many questions around this. let's start with the SMS, the text messaging. I guess my basic question there is, does it still work?
Yeah, so the reason we incorporated text messaging and SMS into our platform is we really analyzed the candidate experience and just looking at how are people, what's their relationship with technology and communication channels, you know, today? And what we found is, especially in high volume hiring scenarios, that's really where BoostPoint fits best is entry level, frontline workers, high volume hiring scenarios. That type of audience really relies on text message communication above any other channel, you know, above email, phone, social media messaging. SMS is the way they communicate. And we were like, well, hey, then that's the way that employers should communicate with that audience. And that's why we rely heavily on SMS communication.
Okay. And then on the social side, we've used this lovely umbrella term so far, social media. Let's break that down a little bit. What channels are working best? Maybe it depends on the demographics. So you guys help build talent acquisition teams, of course. Perhaps, talent acquisition teams in manufacturing. Perhaps they respond better to TikTok, whereas talent acquisition teams in publishing, perhaps they respond better to LinkedIn. Do you guys have any insights around that?
Yeah, we do. Industry segments that we do really well and have a lot of customers in, you know, manufacturing, you mentioned that, do a lot there, healthcare, hospitality, logistics, kind of the core thread through all of that is frontline workers. And what we've seen, that segment of workers, they spend a lot of time on platforms, specifically Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, versus, you know, maybe some of your other social media channels like, you know, LinkedIn, or when you're looking at online job boards, you know, Indeed, ZipRecruiter. And what we found is, you know, that segment of the candidate pool spends a lot of time on those three core social media platforms, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And so that's what our platform is integrated with. And we help, okay, how do you get now in front of that audience on those platforms? You know, when they're on their lunch break, you know, evenings after they come home from work, that's often where they spend a lot of their time. And so how can you position yourself as a brand to meet them where they are?
Once in a while, an event series is born that shakes things up, it makes you think differently, and it leaves you inspired. That event is Disrupt HR. The format is 14 speakers, 5 minutes each, and slides rotate every 15 seconds. If you're an HR professional, a CEO, a technologist, or a community leader, and you've got something to say about talent, culture, or technology, Disrupt is the place. It's coming soon to a city near you. Learn more at disrupthr.co.
Okay, so why is the technology that you guys deploy different? Why is it a game changer? How is hyper-targeted advertising and fast follow-up automation changing the game in talent acquisition?
Yeah, so this comes to, you know, marketing, recruitment marketing in the core of that. And so I have, again, like I mentioned earlier, like marketing is my, the core of my background. And so I've spent a lot of time there, you know, in customer acquisition, advertising, recruitment marketing. And you know, when it comes to social media, it's a very specific, you know, recipe, I'll call it, like to see success there. And particularly to social media, you know, versus, you know, other channels. And so what we've done is looking at recruitment marketing specifically for social media, like what is that recipe? And then we built that and simplified that recipe into our platform. Because another thing that we've realized is talent acquisition teams, HR teams, as a whole are very unsupported when it comes to marketing. You know, there's often like a broken bridge when it comes to, you know, make communications with internal marketing teams and talent acquisition and HR, or, you know, creating relationships with marketing agencies that understand recruitment marketing and how to incorporate social media into that whole process. So what we've done is built a platform that brings everything together and takes a lot of the complexities out of actually deploying a successful social media advertising strategy for recruiting.
What about cadence? So you guys are on it. Okay, so you identify someone, you get on it straight away. That's that fast access point. But in terms of follow-ups, in terms of making sure, A, that the candidate engages, and B, they then follow through and what they need to do to get to the point of the hiring process. What does that cadence look like? I guess there's a question within there, which is how much is too much?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to answer this, I'll kind of zoom back and look at, you know, the whole candidate experience and like what's the roadmap that you're trying to build to from like first impression, you know, to a candidate to them, you know, hired and working for your organization. And there definitely is a cadence starting like with the, you know, advertising piece. You know, the metric we measure there is frequency, like how many times is a particular segment or audience segment that you've identified, hey, this is who I want to advertise to, you know, how much budget like do you put towards that audience? And that kind of comes down to what's your frequency. And what we've seen is a frequency of like 3 to 5 times a month, where that's how much you're investing for an audience to see your ads, you know, where you're not bombarding them every time they're on Facebook, they're seeing, you know, your organization. But, you know, where you're staying in front of them. I mean, there's kind of this general rule of marketing that was established a long time ago. And again, this kind of take this with a grain of salt, but someone needs to see your message like 7 times before they'll, you know, actually engage with it. And so, you know, you definitely want to make sure you're staying in front of your audience, you know, multiple times. And we've seen kind of that general rule of 7 kind of pan out. So, you know, you want to put enough of a budget into an audience, you know, that people are seeing your ads multiple times. And then beyond that, you know, once they, raise their hand and say, hey, I'm interested, then even a cadence of SMS follow-up of 3 to 5 times, if they're not replying on your first message, maybe you just caught them at a bad time. Don't give up after that first outreach. Continue to follow up with them 3 to 5 times, with whether that's email, phone calls. We really, really encourage SMS to be a part of that. That's the frequency and the cadence that we've seen work really well for our customers.
Switching focus now. You mentioned in the intro there that you're a proud partner, father of four. Your outside of work life is very important to you. Kudos to you, sir. I need to do a better job at that myself. Let's talk a little bit about work-life balance now. This is something that you're keen to chat with me about today and share with our audience your thoughts. Talk about the importance in your mind of unplugging and spending time with loved ones to recharge, even when you're at the helm of a startup like you are, or working a very demanding job. And maybe as part of your answer, you can suggest ways to put your phone down, because that's my biggest problem. I wake up, first thing I do is my phone. But the last thing I do before I go to night is I check my phone. How do we unplug properly? Please share.
Yeah, this is a great question. Work-life balance, work-life integration, different people call it different things. And I think the reason why different people call it different things is I don't think there's an exact right answer for everybody. And that's one thing that helped me kind of relieve that pressure, you might say. You see some people on LinkedIn saying this, or some of your friends are, have this type of, relationship with work. And there's kind of this pressure, I feel, that, society has built, is it kind of needs to look this way or this way. And really what has helped me a lot over the past 5-6 years is trying to find what's the right way for me. And that might not look the same, for other people. And for me, it starts with prioritizing, what is most important to me. And for me, it is my family. And so I need to make sure that my priorities are straight. It's all right, family, business, all these things pull on us on a daily basis. But at the end of the day, we do have to prioritize. And so that's usually where it starts, for me. And I mean, I'm telling you though, I definitely don't have this, figured out. Don't take it that way. But I have learned a lot. I started early on in my career. We started a family pretty early on. And the first couple of years, I did not have this figured out. I messed up a lot, but it was a lot of those things that helped me to figure out, okay, what does this look like in the long term for me and my family? And one of the big things that helped me as well is zooming back quite a bit. Instead of looking at, business and what I want to accomplish in my career as a sprint, 3, 6 months, 12 months, zooming back a little bit is okay, well, what do I want this to look like in a 5, 10, 15, 20 year span? And if you look at it that way, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And so you're going to have to pace yourself appropriately. And for me, that means I need to make sure the core relationships in my life are really healthy, or I will burn out, in my career in life. And so those are maybe a couple big picture things, questions I ask myself fairly regularly to kind of help align those things in my life.
Well, you've got a successful business. You've got a huge family. I'm pretty jazzed. It sounds like you're doing pretty well so far. Before we wrap up for today, Sam, how can our listeners connect with you? So maybe you might want to share some of your favorite social media channels that they can connect with you on. And of course, how can they learn more about Boostpoint?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. So I'm fairly active on LinkedIn. So if anyone wants to connect over there, just hit me up. Sam Beiler over there, Beiler is my last name. So hit me up on LinkedIn. If you want to find out more about what we do at Boostpoint, best way to do that is boostpoint.com. Really excited about some of the cool things we're doing over there. We just released a new tool that's currently in beta, and you can get started for free on that tool. It's for HR practitioners, talent acquisition, recruiters, help you be more efficient in your work. So you can get started for free with that tool if you want to give that a try, and that's over at boostpoint.com.
Awesome. Well, that just leaves me to say for today, Sam, you are a very impressive guy. Please keep doing what you're doing. And thank you very much for being my guest today.
Bill, it's been a pleasure. Really appreciate this.
And listeners, as always, until next time, happy working.
Thanks for listening to the HR Chat Show. If you enjoyed this episode, why not subscribe and listen to some of the hundreds of episodes published by HR Gazette? And remember, for what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.